thousands of IDPs were displaced after clashes between government and National Salvation Front or NAS forces in the Ye area 2 weeks ago. The most recent attack occurred last week in Mukaya Payam of Lanya County. Retired Bishop Hilary Adeba of Ye Diocese of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan says the situation of the IDPs keeps deteriorating, especially since more people were recently displaced from their homes in Ombashi village of Ye River County and from Mukaya Payam in Lanya County. Bishop Adeba says he is very pleased with youths across Juba and outside the country who are concerned about the IDPs in Ye and are doing something about it. He says he saw firsthand what he calls a humanitarian crisis on a recent visit to the camps in Ye.
It was not good. It was a very desperate situation that makes you become sad when you see, you know, people who have been, you know, on their own throughout their lives, people who used to provide unto their own needs, people who never begged, and people who never had to be fed by somebody, little amount of food, no water, people who are desperate physically and emotionally affected. I mean, it's a pathetic situation.
Clement Mabe, one of the resource mobilizers, says he and other youth decided to collect money and supplies for the IDPs after they noticed no one seemed to care about what was happening in Ye. He says his group has already raised 750,000 South Sudanese pounds to buy food, clothes, cooking utensils, blankets, tents, and mosquito nets.
We came up to say, how do we help these people with their food and non-food items? And that is exactly what we have tried to do. As the youths who are concerned, we have created some groups to be able to raise resources, and these resources were delivered in terms of food items and non-food items to the people who are affected.
Mabe says the government should ensure peace is restored in Greater Ye so that the IDPs can return to their homes. Juba resident Timothy Amule says he felt like helping the IDPs because he did not hear about any help being sent to the IDPs in Ye.
I haven't had anybody, whether from government, whether any CBO, whether any NGO coming forward or addressing the situation or even making a statement saying, we've had this and this happening and this is what we're doing to address it. And for me as an individual, having heard about it, doesn't necessarily mean I should have the resources or funds enough to be able to assist the people. I felt like anything I had at the moment I heard about it, including some of my clothing and shoes and stuff like that, felt like I could make a difference.
Oboya James, a resource mobilizer, says the awful situation of the IDPs will only get worse if nothing is done about it.
Our IDPs will really suffer because right now they are really suffering. We have a lot of girls who are menstruating. They do not have sanitary pads. We have a lot of children who are now becoming more malnourished. The basic core is that where this conflict is taking place is exactly a place where most of these people are agriculturists. So they rely on agriculture as source of their livelihood primarily.
James says the same forces that attacked villages in Ye also looted their property, making it even more difficult for the IDPs. Bishop Adeba says it is the responsibility of South Sudan's leaders to restore genuine peace across the country so that citizens can enjoy their hard-won freedom.
Someone somewhere in South Sudan is holding the peace. They don't want to release this peace. And then it is the people who are paying the price for the peace and also for justice and paying the price for security. We don't know what we can do. Even we, the people of Ye, how long do we go feeding displaced people? This is impossible. We are not a government. We are a poor people. Our resources have been looted. Our wealth has been squandered and plundered.
The South Sudanese diaspora have also been donating funds via a GoFund page and have so far raised $830 to help the IDPs in Ye. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.